Good morning, Carl and Dave on the Rat Race. It's time for today's No Sweat News. On Friday, when we do the No Sweat News quiz, we'll be giving away tickets for you to check out Jim Brewer.
Oh, he's hysterical.
All right, Hard Rock Hotel in Atlantic City and a big show on April the 19th.
Now, that sounds like a fun night out. AC and Jim Brewer.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Story number one. Ready?
Yes.
We go to the Bronx in New York City, where a young lady is suing TGI Fridays because their potato skins don't have any actual potato skins in them.
No duh. Mm-hmm. It's TGI Fridays.
I don't think their steak has any meat in it, but I digress.
Due respect.
Solang Tronsko from the Bronx is filing a class action lawsuit against TGI Fridays. The potato skins that they sell in stores called TGI Fridays potato skins, kind of like chips.
Yeah.
They have no potato skin in them, and she is offended because potato skins have a somewhat healthy vibe to them, according to her lawsuit. And the fact that there are no potato skins, just potato flakes and other nonsense.
Lady, I'm sorry.
Well, there you go.
I'm all one for scams. And tried to get free money without working hard for it, but this is just frivolous.
In other words, you didn't think of it, so it's frivolous?
Yes.
She does. The lawsuit doesn't say how much she's seeking over the false advertising.
$100 million because this potato skin issue destroyed her life.
And a goddamn potato skin. There you go.
Oh, that's fine. We got real crime and problems all over the place, but that's all right. You're upset about the potato skins.
There ain't no potato skins in my potato skins, damn it.
That's fine.
Now, check out story number two.
What?
There's a company that wants to hire someone to travel the world.
Yay. Oh, I like this.
It could be you.
Oh, I would love it.
Yay. They want to pay you $66,000 to do it.
I'm in.
Yay.
Don't send me anywhere hot, though. I don't like the desert.
To try all kinds of different vegan food.
Damn it. I'm out.
I knew there was
See you later.
I knew there was a catch.
Looks like I'm staying in Jersey for the foreseeable future.
A subscription service called Vibrant Vegan wants to hire you as the director of taste.
So I like that, though.
If you can
differentiate
between the tastes of different kinds of cardboard, well, then there you go.
What if I take the money, take the trip, take the position, and then just eat cheeseburgers anyway?
Well,
is there anyone really going to find out?
I haven't looked at the fine print, but they want to send you to India, Morocco, China, Turkey, and Japan to try a different kind of vegan food. It doesn't say what you do on your day off matters.
I would do it.
Anyone can apply, and you get paid $66,000 to do it. They say you don't have to be vegan for it.
Oh, really?
I'll take it.
Yeah, I would do that, actually.
Hey, some vegetarian food is absolutely delicious. I mean, I wouldn't know necessarily what's vegan or not, but
the only thing that classifies me as vegetables is Sour Patch Kids or candy corn.
Candy corn, there you go. And finally this morning, is Tinder really rolling out a height verification feature?
Height verification.
They tweeted an announcement on Friday saying it's come to our attention that most of you 5'10ers are actually 5'6".
Oh.
In order to verify your height, you must now submit a picture of yourself standing next to any commercial building.
This is really bad news for Tom Cruise, by the way, who's been lying about his height for 30 years.
Is he on Tinder? They say they will then find the commercial building, measure its height, and verify how tall you are based on the building's measurements.
That's insane, by the way. That part is really kind of creepy.
I'm checking the calendar on this one. We'll see if this is actually true on April 2nd.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
I like the height variable. I'm 6'5", and it is proven.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, you don't lie about your height. It's almost abnormal, quite frankly.
It's freaky.
It's everyone stares and goes, look at that person. He looks like a praying mantis.
It's freakish. Yeah. There's no question about it. No question about it. I can't buy pants in stores.
Otherwise, oh, no.
I can buy shorts. That's what I can buy.
Where do you get the pants then? Because you're wearing pants right now. Thank God, by the way.
Who said I was wearing pants?
I am.
That's today's No Sweat News. On Friday, we're going to give away Jim Brewer tickets on the No Sweat News quiz. Big show at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City on April the 19th.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.